I mean, is it fair to say that he just downplays it when violence comes from the political right?
Yeah, let me give you another example. In 2018, a Trump supporter who sent explosives to Democrats and also CNN was taken into custody. President Trump responded by praising law enforcement and criticizing the media for mentioning the suspect's political affiliation. He said the media was using the sinister actions of one individual to score political points against him and Republicans.
Yet when a Bernie Sanders supporter tried to murder congressional Republicans and severely wounded a great man named Steve Scalise and others, we did not use that heinous attempt at mass murder for political gain because that would have been wrong.
So in 2018, he was saying a partisan response to a terrible crime would be wrong. But in this case, with the murder of Charlie Kirk, Trump is quite firmly sticking to his view that Democrats and harsh rhetoric on the left are to blame.
You say quite firmly. Is it fair to say he has not softened his rhetoric since the alleged assailant was taken into custody?
Right. He was on Fox and Friends yesterday, and Ainsley Earhart gave him an opportunity to offer a unifying message.
How do we fix this country? How do we come back together?
I'll tell you something that's going to get me in trouble, but I couldn't care less. The radicals on the right oftentimes are radical because they don't want to see crime. They don't want to see crime.
So take that and then compare it to the way he describes the other side.
The radicals on the left are the problem, and they're vicious and they're horrible and they're politically savvy.
And in this way, Trump is like so many others in this polarized country who think their side is essentially fine and it's the other side that's evil. The difference, of course, though, is that he's the president of the United States.